Future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today's Monday, the 4th of December, 2017. Bitcoin is currently trading at $11,372, which is down 3% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is currently at $465, which is down 4%. Ripple is currently at 25 cents, which is down 4%. And Litecoin is at $98, which is down 5%. The current market cap for cryptocurrencies is $340 billion, and Bitcoin's dominance of that market is 56%. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto News Flash. Crypto news stories from around the world.
Winklevoss Brothers invest in Blockstack's $50 million ICO. This story is going to talk about Blockstack, the ICO that's just recently closed, and some of the investors behind it. Blockstack's initial coin offering ICO is officially closed, with the company announcing today it raised $50 million through the sale of 440 million tokens. Launched in November, the sale saw investors including Union Square Ventures, Foundation Capital, Lux Capital, Winklevoss Capital, Blockchain Capital, Digital Currency Group, Y Combinator partner Kassar Yonis, TechCrunch founder Michael Arrington, and Dig founder Kevin Rose. Blockstack's particular vision for a decentralized web built on blockchain technology. Still, in statements, the blockchain team, or the Blockstack team, has been keen to stress that those involved are best thought as long-term partners, all of whom agree to take long positions in its new cryptocurrency. For example, Blockstack said the largest investment came from an undisclosed endowment, which secured a $6 million allocation after agreeing to a four-year lockup for half of its allocation. Other investors had a two-year lockup with a $3 million maximum input. Co-founder Munir Bali told CoinDesk, "I think it's more than a funding round, with high-quality, sophisticated investors, rather than random people throwing money at something." Elsewhere, Blockstack provided a host of metrics on the offering. More than 800 people and entities were said to have participated in the public token sale. A pre-sale was not offered. Where the minimum investment was $3,000, the median investment was $6,140. Furthermore, Blockstack was keen to note its own guarantees. Of the funds acquired, only $10 million will be immediately available to the company, as the firm has agreed to a lockup until milestones are hit. The next $20 million will be released when its board of advisors verifies it's delivered the next version of its product, a network that integrates the token. The final $20 million will be secured when it achieves its final milestone, 1 million verified users. Founded in 2013, Blockstack has been building a decentralized architecture for pushing or publishing on the internet, one designed around user control. To realize that the goal, the stacks, token will run on blockchain or Blockstack's virtual chain technology, according to the white paper. Co-founder Ryan Shi told CoinDesk, "We have always emphasized that the token sale is a very important thing for the ecosystem, for us to be able to contribute resources. But at the end of the day, the more important aspects of what we're doing is introducing the token itself and what it does to our ecosystem." A fantastic story. Let's get on to the next one. Venezuelan president announces Petro oil-backed cryptocurrency. Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro has announced a new cryptocurrency amid an economic crisis and a plunge in the value of the Bolivar, the country's national currency. According to Reuters, Maduro made the announcement during a Christmas television special, stating that the as-yet-to-be-launched cryptocurrency would be backed by commodity reserves, including oil. Maduro, who took office in 2013, has presided over a worsening socio-economic crisis and been the target of allegations of autocratic actions, said that the cryptocurrency would help the country overcome a financial blockade, according to a statement published on the government's official website. The statement reads, according to a rough translation, "Venezuela will create a cryptocurrency to advance monetary sovereignty, as it will help to overcome the financial blockade and thus move towards new forms of international financing for the economic and social development of the country." Opposition leaders in Venezuela have reportedly dismissed the idea. Reuters quoted lawmaker Angel Alvarado, who said the idea had no credibility. "It's Maduro being a clown," Alvarado told the news service. The move comes amid a plunge in the value of the Bolivia against the US dollar and weeks after the government issued a new $100,000 Bolivian note. According to Business Insider, as the New York Times reported yesterday, rapid inflation of the Bolivia has led to a surge in consumer prices that's increased the crisis here. The Petro announcement has also been a notable development, given that some residents of Venezuela have turned to Bitcoin mining in an effort to make money amid the crisis. The Atlantic noted in September that the low electricity costs have made mining an energy-intensive process, by which new transactions are added to the blockchain, minting new coins in the process. An attractive option there, per the statement. The government also intends to create a blockchain observatory that will be affiliated with the Ministry of Popular Power for University Education, Science and Technology. A great story there. Obviously, Venezuela are very desperate, so they're looking to new technologies to try and raise some capital, but they're in the right direction with this one, I believe. It's better than printing more money what they're doing already. Let's get on to the next one. Just before we get to our next story, here's a quick message brought to you by our sponsor, the SVK Crypto Crowd, the UK's number one crowd investment club. The SVK Crypto Crowd is a community of like-minded cryptocurrency investors and enthusiasts. Leveraging the power of the group, the SVK Crypto Crowd aggregates investor interest to negotiate more favorable terms with up-and-coming ICOs. Benefit from the exclusive pre-negotiated discounts unavailable to the public. Access the inside track on the most exciting up-and-coming ICOs. To join the exclusive members club, email myself at cstory@svkcrypto.com, which is cstory@svkcrypto.com. When emailing myself, please have the email subject Crypto Crowd. Once I receive that, I'll send you all the information needed on the crowd and how to get signed up. On top of this, I'm going to add in an exclusive preview of the next deal the crowd is looking at. So what are you waiting for? Email myself, sign up now. Let's get on to the next story. Introducing CryptoKitties, the new digital pets taking Ethereum by storm. This story is absolutely insane, so let's get into it. Holders of the cryptocurrency Ethereum had spent more than $2 million on virtual kittens by Sunday night, bought and sold over a new blockchain-based game called CryptoKitties. The craze for the virtual cats, whose astonishing valuations are reminiscent of pre-crash Beanie Babies in the 1990s, mushrooms within days of the game's launch on November 28th. TechCrunch reports, according to a third-party site that monitors their sales, the most expensive kitten so far was bought on Sunday night for $117,000. The mean price of a virtual kitten is currently a little less than $90. CryptoKitties function more like a cryptocurrency used to purchase them. They are not stored in a centralized database, and because each one is a unique immutable object traded over blockchain, they can continue to exist as tradable objects, even as their creator, Axomi Zen, were to go bust. Besides being cute and furry, one of the few ways CryptoKitties differ from their coin equivalents is that they are well purchasing them directly from the issuer. Players can breed and create genetically unique offspring, which in turn can be bought and sold. Launched with an initial 100 founder kitties, each specimen can sear a new kitten and sell it to other users. Axomi Zen takes 3.57% cut of every transaction in the secondary market. CryptoKitties is now so popular that it accounts for about 15% of all Ethereum network traffic, according to TechCrunch. That's more than roughly 8% taken up by the next most popular smart contracts on the network, a decentralized coin exchange called Ether Delta. Fantastic story, absolutely insane. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to Bitcoin is King, and you can go follow him at MakeMueller247. And here is the tweet. Bitcoin hits new high above $11,500 as the Winklevoss twins become the first Bitcoin billionaires. Woohoo! The second tweet today is from Bitcoin UAE, and you can go follow them at Bitcoin_UAE. CBOE beats CME to Bitcoin futures launch with December 10th start date. A fantastic tweet. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
SVK's current global crypto view.
Today at SVK Crypto HQ in London, We have been looking at IOTA. Now, IOTA is something we've been monitoring since it was traded around 10 cents. And obviously, over the weekend, we've had a huge push, but we'll get into that in a second. But a bit of background on IOTA. Really quickly, IOTA enables companies to explore a new business-to-business model by making every technological resource a potential service to be traded on an open market in real time. And by the way, with no fees. So at SVK Crypto, we definitely envisage a world whereby we have self-driving cars paying for petrol without any human interaction or exchange. And IOTA is the exact currency that can enable this. So we believe they're in a very niche position at the minute. IOTA is very interesting because it's not based on the blockchain. It's based on Tangle, which means everyone verifies transactions, which is an extremely interesting concept. I'll link up more information on IOTA and more detailed statistics. But what I wanted to do really is talk about what's been happening with IOTA. So last week, we saw IOTA around 70 cents, 60, 70 cents. It had a strong run up. Over the weekend, we've seen it go past $2.70. In the last 24 hours, it's up approximately 44.79% in the last 24 hours. So what's been behind this huge push in price? The first thing was Volkswagen announced partnership with IOTA last week. That did extremely well. I believe 30 cents was added to the price of IOTA. So we saw it go up to about a dollar. You know, it was quite high there. And then what we had over the weekend is Microsoft announcing a partnership with IOTA. And we've seen the thing rally through the roof on the back of that. I'll have a few chart links in the description, so you can go check those out. I mean, the thing has just gone nuclear. And as they say in the crypto world, it's mooning. So it's gone berserk. And that's super interesting. It's something we've been monitoring for a long time now. IOTA's technology is super interesting. They've got lots of interesting partnerships. Their only competition is a company called HDAC, who have had a pre-ICO, haven't had the public crowd sale yet. But that's a Hyundai-based company. Super interesting as well. I'll put some information on that ICO coming out in the description as well. With that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a fantastic day. I'll be back tomorrow with more positive crypto news. Have a good one.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.